About 700 people from the remote mountains of southern Taiwan have been found alive overnight after it was feared that they may have been buried by mudslides, but many are feared missing. Emma McCarthy has this report.
People from several villages in southern Taiwan are said to have made it to higher ground before mud and rock engulfed their homes. Among the survivors found by rescue teams overnight are 200 people from Hisaolin village, the hamlet of an estimated 600 people that was completely submerged by a catastrophic mudslide on Sunday night. Shaolin and its surroundings remain cut off from the outside world. Rains from the typhoon Morakot washed out a nearby bridge, and since Sunday the only access has been by military helicopter. Food and supplies are being airdropped to survivors, some perched in makeshift tents on hills, while other rescuers in rubber dinghies are crossing raging muddy waters to save victims. But many people in villages across southern Taiwan are still missing. Police officials continue to insist that there is no way to know for sure how many people remain buried beneath the mud and rock. Taiwan's population register say that Shaolin has 1,300 inhabitants, though many are believed to be living elsewhere. Some rescued villagers still claim that as many as 600 people may have been buried alive when the mountain of mud and rock engulfed their homes. The official death toll from Typhoon Morakot stands at 63 in Taiwan, while authorities say another 61 are missing. That figure is mostly people killed from flooding and does not include people from Shaolin or other surrounding villages. I'm Emer McCarthy.